Of ocean. And in the darkened hold of a sailing ship, a blue London police box appeared.
Can't see a thing out here. Watch your step as you...
Ian, are you all right?
I should follow my own advice. I just walked into something. It's all right. There's automatic lighting. And, hey, we're on a ship.
As Ian's fellow time travellers, schoolteacher Barbara Wright, the grey-haired figure they knew only as the Doctor, and his granddaughter Susan emerged from the TARDIS. They took in their surroundings. It's the cargo hold. Look at all those crates.
And feel that movement. We're at sea.
To Barbara, it all looked a little familiar. Doctor, are you sure this isn't Earth?
The Doctor replied,
I said so, didn't I? Quite the wrong part of space.
Stay exactly where you are.
There were three men standing at the top of a flight of steps leading from the upper deck, dressed in waterproof jackets. The one who'd spoken was pointing a handgun at them.
Who are you? And what are you doing on board the people's ship Hopeful?
The Doctor moved in front of the man, lapels in hand, looking affronted by the question.
We are travellers.
That's not good enough. You will... What's that?
We call it the TARDIS. It's private.
How did you get that down here?
The Doctor asked.
Are you the captain of this ship?
I'm Pan Vexel. I'm the one who tells the captain of this ship what to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?